test.
Scrotum. You can find love in a step aerobics class. You can, ladies. Aight. I got ice cream. Vagina pain. Vagina. Coop. Coop. Chicken. Testing my mic for the filties. Chicken. 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 Oh, no. That one was bad. This one is fine. La, 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 scrotum. See if we can find the Gerald. Scrotum. Yeah. Sick of this. God damn it. Ringing. Gerald. Says ringing. Chicken. Why I got feedback? Why I hear you playing my drum in your background?
What?
Yeah, I hear you playing my drum in the background.
I turned it off.
Okay. Do you see what's on the screen right now?
Okay.
Ow, my back hurts.
What do I see?
On the screen. You know.
Yeah.
You see the bottom port there?
See? Oh, don't ever let anyone tell you you can't find true love in the back row of a step aerobics class. Happy 5th anniversary.
Noodle.
Nail-dies.
What does that say? Nail-dies? Jacob?
I think that's his nickname for his mayon.
I think that's racist. Yeah.
Niggas. Man, don't play that clay up with me.
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
Nigger.
That one? Well, you just pretty much said it.
Nigger. It's even worse. Now listen.
Wait.
Happy Sunday.
Happy Memorial, pound sign D.
Isn't that tomorrow?
No. Oh, well, oh yeah. But still, this is the grum for it.
Memorial D is.
We can still play your Memorial D. Where is it? Is this the old one? No, that's the old D. Is that the
it
old D?
It doesn't have the trumpet D.
Where's trumpet D? Where's trumpety trumpet D? Where did I put it? I know I had it on the last grum, but I'm using my template.
Internet here is horrible.
Where are you? What do you mean here?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, honey.
Hello?
Yeah. Can always switch to the cellular phone if we need turd.
Yeah.
Where's other D?
Visiting.
Oh, yeah, you sound bad. I got ice cream, though, for the grum. Coffee, toffee, crunch, boo-boo. Look at that. How you like that? To celebrate, my cholesterol's better now, so I can eat this.
So I ate steak for the last 3 days.
You have a dirty colon. Now you need a waterfall, because you're a bad little girl. Wait till I tell you what I've been up to last night.
What did you do?
I went to the IML event.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Didn't I send you the video? Oh, I have a nice video to play for you that I shot by myself. I went to a puppy party, honey.
Puppy?
Yeah. These men. I wish I was making this up, but unfortunately I have proof.
Are you a puppy?
These gay homosexual men dress up like puppies. And they put
like
these
Duke.
Weird... Excuse me?
Like a Duke.
Yeah, like a doog. Uh-huh. And they wear these weird masks that make no sense.
Masks.
But the thing is, they wear these tails that are actually dildos.
Oh.
And then they go rough, rough, rough. It was very weird. Didn't stay long. Fortunately, I do have proof on video. Okay.
Really?
I wish we had a new holder. I know I fucked
it. Well, that's good.
What's good? Are you eating turd? What are you eating, honey?
Homemade ice cream sandwich.
Can I just tell you, I gotta get the fuck out of this house, honey. I gotta get the fuck out of this house.
Why?
Because I do.
I heard... You sent me.
Yeah.
This horrible incident.
What incident?
In the car.
Oh, God.
I want a double cheeseburgers. Don't fill me up.
We cannot play that, first of all. You mean
the
that?
Biggest.
Hold on. Are you referring to Wilbur Wilson's nephew?
Hmm? Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make that clear. That's about Wilbur Wilson.
The biggest rat.
Hmm?
Man.
Yeah, I'm eating, honey. What?
He's a brat.
No shit. Monster. So, Cheryl, tell me about your prolapse. I was wondering if you tripped on it. Anything, marks in it or anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
Did you get a MacBook prolapse case for it or
mm-hmm.
what? Well, talk about it. I'm eating.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
What? Talk about your prolapse case.
Okay, let me tell you about it.
All right.
Tell me if at any point you can't hear me or anything, okay?
Yeah.
So, you want to hear about my layups?
Yep, sure do.
They're lurch,
mm-hmm.
putt, and...
Pudge.
Yeah, manage.
You mean you think they're going to fall out that one way, but they go in sort of an arch?
Mitch, I want to tell you what happened to me this week.
Okay.
So, I decided to go shopping mm-hmm. at the Macy's.
Yeah.
Colin.
Mm-hmm.
And in the middle of my shopping trip, no surprise, I had a duty.
Mm-hmm.
I had a duty really bad. And,
mm-hmm.
And so I went to one of the public restrooms.
Okay.
And the women's was locked.
Oh, no.
So I had to go to the men's bathroom now. Mind you, I ain't used to the men's bathroom, okay?
Right. Did you get laid?
Well, I had an incident.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I walked in, it smelled like duty. Really bad.
Yeah.
Really bad. But I had to go so bad that I went into the stall. I didn't even look.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately,
oh, no.
Not only was the toilet completely filled above the waterline with duty, but the seat had not been put back down.
Mm. So you
and
sat in the turd?
Sitting in a pile of duty. And
horrible.
I was filled inside with duty.
Inside of your vagina? Or your anus?
Yes. My hoo-hoo.
Your sugar hole was filled with cooter?
My sugar hoo-hoo was filled with faces.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I just ended up emptying out my hoo-hoo and going all my way. But it was very disturbing. I got an infection. And,
yeast?
Yeah. Horrible yeast.
You had a pasty pussy or a pussy pussy?
That's right.
Which?
Both.
Pasty pussy pussy?
Yep. Triple P. Triple P with duty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Horrible duty crimes.
Oh, so I went to this... So I went to the puppy party.
Okay.
And then what happened is me and my friend wanted to go, so I'm like, okay. So we just kind
right.
of crashed it because, you know,
your
we're not
friend.
Gonna pay. Right. We didn't dress okay. up or anything like that. So we're in the lobby of the Marriott Hotel. It's still going on now, I would imagine. And there's all these people, but it wasn't as gross as I've been. You know, I was there like maybe 8 years ago, and it was really disgusting. But I didn't see anybody naked or douching or getting fisted. So they're all like in this area, and I'm like, well, let's go see what's going on. So we just followed some random assholes in the elevator. And one of them was dressed up like a dog, but he had like punching, like kind of like a kangaroo. Like he had punching, punching fist things. What do you call those?
Oh.
Boxing gloves.
A boxing glove.
He's dressed up like a dog, but he's got like this weird mask on. So his mouth, he's gagged by his muzzle. So we go up to this floor. I think it was 4308, and it's like...
isn't that where you lost your Rolex last time?
Mm-hmm. And it's guarded by these two trannies. I mean, whatever you're supposed to call them.
You can't say that yet.
Turtle head. So I go in there, and I'm just like, I see all these like people just like that other one, the dog, maybe five or six of them, and they're all barking. And what do? You know, there's no food, so I sit down. And because I saw a chair, what does a fat girl do? She sits. So I sit, and then there's all these dogs barking, these people. So I took some pictures and video of them. It was kind of gross. And then my friend's like, okay, well, time to go. This is stupid. I said, well, not really. But I left anyway. And then we went to a spanking party.
A what?
A spanking party.
Did you get video?
It was horrible. Uh-huh. No, I didn't get spanking, but the weird thing is I must have seen four people I know there.
Were you embarrassed?
I suppose I should have been. But why? If they're there too.
Yeah, but why were you there?
Research, honey. You know that.
Were you getting fined? Were you getting your room filled out?
The people that were getting spanked these people, no offense to Griselda, but these people that were getting spanked were like old men like Griselda's husband that work in like banking and they want to get beat up.
It's not nice.
What's not nice? Banking?
Talking about Griselda. He's very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Very pretty.
Kinko was there getting spanked, though. I seen her.
You saw her?
Mm-hmm. She was getting spanked. Mm-hmm.
Kinko. You lie.
You would lie.
Was she really?
Phil Touchette. Do you know who that is? He's not... What? What? No, not Twinkle Boy. Sure. Your Skype is breaking up, Cheryl. No, it's not Twinkle Boy. No, it's not his doppelganger. Stop it.
Man.
But did you see what he posted?
Oh. So, you know what?
What?
My black just brought me in here.
Mm-mm.
A root beer float.
Lucky we're both going to be on sugar high.
Mm.
Okay, so, you know Phil...
Oh, that's so nice.
Phil Touchette was here for Bear Pride, which is where the larger ladies go. Did you see a post he made...
Wait, what about Twinkle?
No, I'm not talking about Twinkle Boy. Phil Touchette.
You just sent me a picture. It looks just like him.
I didn't send
you
nothing.
Are you sure, Matt? You did.
No.
It looks like his doppelganger.
I'm just sitting here. Eating my ice cream. I'm not going to send you nothing in my cream.
Are you sure?
Cheryl, listen to me.
Okay, I just saw that picture you sent, though. It looks exactly like him.
So, Phil Touchette.
Oh,
God. He posted that he was at a bear party, and he said, I'm at this bear party in the dark room, like where they have sex. He said, but it's so weird because everybody's on their cell phone. And I replied to his Facebook message, and I said, well... I said, they're probably ordering food. I believe he was offended. But
he was?
No, he clicked like, so I don't think so.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But there wasn't really much else to talk about. I do have a video, but I don't feel like showing you now because I'm eating.
Did you see any fists?
No.
And did you see a video of them barking?
Yeah.
Why don't you feel like showing it?
I'm eating. Give me make a new holder and I'll stick it in the holder.
Okay. Can't move.
What are you slurping, honey? You're slurping? Girdle, girdle, girdle.
Yeah.
So what happened to our friend Patrick P? He was riding a bicycle without a helmet and died?
What?
He got hurt, right?
He didn't die.
You a liar. You know what I mean.
He got hurt and he ordered a new helmet, but he continued to ride these bikes without a helmet until it came.
That's great.
I don't worry about a whore.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Mm-hmm. She might not send us money if she's dead.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And you'll be proud.
You will lie.
Well, I'm glad that Edith is here at least.
Is she?
Oh, and look who's also in the check room.
Who?
Reagan.
Reagan Fox. Woo.
Yeah. Thank God she canceled Edith's hot grum.
We're on hiatus for the summit. We'll be back in September.
Wow.
Of 2000, y'all get them in.
Why do you want a hiatus?
Who cares? You know, everybody's like, oh, you listen to the show. Well, then, you know what? Comment on the fucking blog or something. Do you know how many people commented on...
right here.
Do you know how many people commented on this show? Nobody, Cheryl. No, this show, Yeast Radio, the last show we did, no comments on the blog. What the fuck?
Well, you took a week to post it.
So what? That doesn't mean they can't fucking comment. I'm a busy girl. What are you doing? Excuse me? Oh, Deborah's there. Good.
Did you see that Taffy made a quilt for New Weave?
Yeah, and she's like, oh, even though I'm famous, I'll still remember you, Taffy.
Yeah.
No. Did you see Taffy's audition for the RuPaul?
I started to watch it, and then I saw it was like 20 minutes long.
Oh,
ain't nobody happening.
It's very good.
Was it? Okay, well, maybe I'll watch it.
Yeah, it was amazing.
I was busy playing with my clips, and I came across it.
It was so good.
It was?
Yeah. Okay, check your Skypes. Deborah's there. Deborah?
Deborah's not here right now.
What?
Hello.
Hi, honey. How are you?
Hi. Doing good.
What, are you getting raped at all?
Are you in jail?
Hmm? Are you going to rape Pride? I heard you were going to rape Pride.
Yes. Rape Pride. 2015. Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
But Deborah, this is 2014.
Oh, is it? I thought it was always a year ahead, like car models.
She didn't get raped?
Carmichael?
Car models.
Carmichael's.
Car models are always, you know, 1 year ahead. The new 2016 Chevy rape.
Mm-hmm. Rape, you know, 4. What I mean? Mm, I do. It makes a lot of sense, but it's just not the way it is with rape.
About a year behind.
With the Apple car rape.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Bionic.
Deborah, what are you doing?
Currently, I'm driving my friend's car from the local car wash.
Mm.
And, mm-hmm.
Have you been raped?
Yeah.
Jan Janssen?
Johnny Janssen, not Johnny Johnson.
He's Kentrell with you?
Kentrell Jamon the Third.
Are you telling me Johnny Janssen is in the car?
I'm saying that if I look to my right, my spirit guide's there, not mm-hmm. to my left.
Get saved, Debbie.
What, Sam, what are you eating?
Well,
snacker.
The Cheryl is eating a float, and I'm eating some Ben and Jerry's Heath Bar Crunch.
I was having a Rook beer float. I finished it, though.
Have you guys noticed that there's this new ice cream of Ben and Jerry's called Core?
Like I've seen that.
Like it's for your core, like your stomach muscles. I love that.
It's got a lapse in it, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
It's chocolate lapse.
Did you get that new case for your Mac Pro, Deborah?
No.
Why not?
It wouldn't fit.
Oh, yeah. I had that problem.
I can't push it.
Maybe we should call the Apple Store and say that I bought one of those cases and it doesn't fit my layups.
You were told you had a medical condition and it held the medical condition everywhere you got.
But the Apple Store don't send them. It's some third party.
Okay. Whew. So I feel so weak. I'm starting to get where I don't think I'm going to be able to be raped as weekly.
Where is this rape conference?
This rape was actually behind a Taco Bell.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And all the bugs everywhere, and so it's just starting. Age is starting to take the toll for me.
But Deborah, isn't Taco Bell a bad place for a raping? Since there's so much diarrhea going on in your stomach after you eat there. I mean, I don't know if it's anal rape or a vaginal rape, but I would think that's kind of messy either way.
Well, it used to be behind the Popeye's Chicken, but they shut us down.
Who?
Shut us down.
The rape
organization.
Mm-hmm.
In PETA.
Mm.
All because I said a word. I don't want to say it.
Say it, but whisper it to me.
Trans. May.
Trans?
May.
Tranny?
Shh. Don't say it.
Say it.
Why?
Because that's the new word we don't say no more.
Wanda Wisdom said it.
Wilbur Wilson never said it. Okay.
Are you crying?
It's kind of. I feel like it's breaking the community.
Rape?
Chalking.
Mm-hmm. The thing is, I won't say tranny, but I think it's whatever. I don't care.
I don't understand the whole thing because RuPaul stopped using that on her Grom, and then people are, and then she's saying that she thinks that people should be able to say it, but yet she took it off her Grom.
Well, didn't they force her?
I don't know, didn't they?
She was forcibly turtlehead raped.
But you know, the thing about it is, I mean, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, the word, the other word, you know, that describes someone's color. You know what I mean?
Pickaninny?
Cracker.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, white.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, it has a different meaning. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know what I mean? I mean, she has a song called That Word Chaser up in here.
Yes, she does. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And it doesn't even mean that.
It doesn't.
If you listen to the words, it's basically about Cindy McCain raping. That's what it's about.
Yeah, you're right. Preach, sister.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just all get together, hold hands like they did in the Coca-Cola commercial. And sing.
I'd like to.
Yeah. Because we're one nation under God.
Go Island.
No, Deborah, we have separation of church and state, honey.
No, we don't.
Now, separation of church and right. Try to separate that from the Catholics. Okay. You won't be separating much.
Yeah.
It's like, but yeah. I did want to say, though, I was on my way to a certain place, and I was listening to last week's Grom, and I almost fell off the road.
Why?
When Cheryl, politely informed the lady about Mindy Mullane, whichever one, Mindy Mullane raping the ducks.
Mindy Cohn?
Mindy Mullane.
Who's that?
Yanni Janssen, Johnny Johnson, Cindy McCain, Mindy Mullane.
She rapes ducks. Now, Debbie, did you hear about what happened to me in the bathroom this week?
No.
Well, someone didn't put the seat back down, and I was sat in a big pile of duty in a public restroom. Has that ever happened to you?
I always check what's between my legs when I'm using the potty.
Cheryl, the pile of duty is always to your left, never to your right.
No, it was right in the middle, and the seat was full of urine.
Did it have a cover?
It greased me up. I slipped, and I fell on my side.
Did you get fucked by a churd?
I got fucked by a pile of soft
churd. Did you play in it?
Well, after it was all over me, I might as well play with it. Because I'm just a little girl. It's like playing with a sandbox. But there's no sand. It's all duty.
More like a kitty cat playing in the tree.
Did it get all over your chiffon girly Easter dress? A wrong holiday memorial dress?
Why are there so many fucking bugs in here? What's going on?
Some bugs?
Yeah.
You think it's all the diarrhea, you know? Bring it back with you.
What's going on?
Bring back the poopy. It's a Lady Gaga art piece.
Ay, ay, ay. That ain't right.
No, it ain't.
It's a roach. You got roaches in your hair. Your hair hopper.
So
I think there's a hole in the doors.
Deborah, is this rape chasing you're doing? Is that like what storm chasers do with tornadoes?
Mm-hmm. You try what I like to do. Mm-hmm. And it all started back in the day. I used to drive around in my old Winnebago
With Auntie Vera.
The top down with Auntie Vera. And we'd go through the Bronx and we'd be saying, oh, we have all these Rolexes everywhere. Anybody could take them. Too bad they're inside of us. And then me and Aunt Vera, we'd just wait when we parked in the alley. And all these black men, sometimes Asian, and sometimes other ethnicities, would just run in. And they'd say, we want your money. We want everything. We gonna get it. And we'd say, oh, you sure is put. And then they'd run in and try to get it. We'd say, well, hope you can reach deep inside of us. And then Aunt Vera Charles, she'd sort of throw up everywhere. And that's how she got her voice.
Is that how, like, did it go in sort of an arch up into your vagina like it normally would, or what?
Well, they couldn't go that deep in mine. They went deep in Mrs. We used to call back in the day, Mammy Vera. They went real deep in Mammy Vera, and that's how they found Adam Curry.
And was she eating fish on a stick like Mrs. G at the drive-thru?
Mm-mm. She wouldn't eat nothing. Except some chalking.
Did she write a new book with her husband?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then that's how she got the job where she worked for voice acting. For Teletubbies.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
And that's how they invented the Titanic. Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
That's how they got the technology to build the Titanic.
What?
Because
Mrs. Mammy Vera said her hull was unsinkable.
Have we gotten any donations? I'm sorry to interrupt your very, very interesting story.
Okay.
Let me chalk.
Chalking. Make me whole. A dollar makes me holler.
I have to play the video of the dog.
Did y'all see Katy Perry? Oh, dear. Did y'all see Katy Perry and Madonna on the cover of the V magazine?
V for vagina? Patrick gave us $40. Thank you, honey.
Who?
The guy that almost died. Patrick.
Oh, what happened? What happened? Hope he repented.
Yeah, hit by a koala.
What? Oh, yeah. What's his first name again?
Patrick,
we're going to say a little prayer. Dear Lord, heaven above, we want to let you know that Patrick accepts your seed, the Holy Ghost, inside of him, and he's going to get saved, and he wants you to take you inside of him, and he wants to hold you so bad, Patrick, but he just wants you to look at him, not hard, yes, not fast, yes, just look at it a little bit, and you're going to take him all inside of you, and that ain't never going to happen again unless you want it, because he's not going to do that to you, because it's not right. God bless.
Very beautiful prayer.
Get saved.
Yeah.
What?
I think she said get saved, honey. Oh,
and
it's new.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking I'm going to start my own cult.
Yeah?
I'm serious, y'all. I'm going to start it, and then maybe 6 months in, you know, to get to the top of the triangle, and then you read some stuff that's really secret, but you can't read it until it's time where you'll get a flu and like a cold-like symptom.
This like
die.
Sylvia Brown?
Yeah. Sylviatology. Yeah, that's what I'll call it. Sylviatology.
That's a good idea.
Man, are you eating that whole thing of ice cream?
I ate it all already.
And you're going to take two Snickers and put them in your hands and I'll do a reader.
No, I don't like... I like the fart, honey.
Listen.
What?
I went to Starbucks while I was on my little Wilbur Wilson getaway.
What'd you have?
This was the dirtiest start. Listen, we pulled up to the Starbucks, okay, and we're going to order something, okay?
Yeah.
Caramel macchiato iced. Venti, okay? Yeah. I didn't say it in those terms. But anyways, we pull up. There's dirty diapers at the drive-thru and dirty diapers at the Wendy. I'm not joking. And it smelled. Oh, my God. It smelled so bad. And so we got this stuff, and, you know, we kindly and politely told the chalking lady. She was dark-sided, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And we politely told her, you know, it's really dirty and dirty diapers. And she says, oh, I know. Happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is like 90-degree weather. I don't think that's normal. Who goes through these drive-thrus throwing dirty diapers?
Me.
Okay.
Yeah, me.
I wonder if it's because their coffee makes everybody shit themselves.
Don't be talking that way about Starbucks. I like the Starbucks.
The Starbucks is good, but you know, sometimes
you like get a little red. A girl?
Mm-hmm. Look. Oh, and then one of my girlfriends ate a hamburger at one of these places and had like a major blowout. I think it was like in the TJ Maxx. Shh! Don't be talking about her. She might get offended. But she had a major blowout. It was bad.
Must be the Lord's ball filler.
Who's Brian?
Secret.
Oh.
You got to get to the next level in Sylvatology, okay? You get a cold. I don't want you to die.
Cheryl, look at the image I put on the screen, please. You see that? Hello?
What? Oh, the party.
Jay Mays every day posts more and more pictures of his apartment.
He wants you to be jealous.
And now he's posting a picture.
You live with your sister.
He's posting his picture of his first house party, but of course it's from his upper level, so we can see that he has a high ceiling.
Is it really nice?
Yeah.
James!
Enough with these pictures of your goddamn apartment.
Don't worry, he doesn't listen to your grum anymore.
Faggot.
We're sick of it!
Yeah.
So he won't hear this.
Yeah. Right. Look at that fat girl in the picture.
I hope it gets haunted by Sylvia.
It's a good thing he don't listen to this. Yeah. And look how she's framed up in there. She just
look at her. Look at her large hand and her left hand on her vagina.
She's covering her file.
It almost looks like that girl that sings. What's her name with the three tooth?
Adele.
Not Adele. Yeah.
Well, she's a nice floral print though.
Mm-hmm. And there's a square head, too, next to the boyfriend there. And you see that square head number two in the middle there? With both hands a-waving. You see that?
Square head, large hoe.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we call him.
Yeah. You see that, Cheryl?
What about her? She's square?
Square head. Hands mm-hmm. a-waving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's that thing?
We really need a dislike button on this thing. Really need it. Anyway, at least...
I'm a dislike.
I'm going to press hide. I don't want to see this. I don't want to see this.
It ain't fair. It ain't fair.
Oh, wait, once a minute. Why don't you want to see this? Okay. It's annoying or not interesting. It shouldn't be on Facebook. I'm in this photo and I don't like it. It's spam.
No, you put the comment, but say, it ain't fair, it ain't fair, it ain't fair. And they say, life isn't fair, Christina.
What? Something else.
I'm sorry.
Okay, I sent my
sorry, finger. Mommy dearest.
So, Deborah, I wanted to show everyone that, you know, I went to this dog party last night.
Hi.
But it's for men that think they're dogs, and they wear leather clothes.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
What?
You say what? Putt?
I'm just doing an honest day's work at the leather bear party.
One of them is so fat. Oh, no, that's...
Are there any of them attractive?
Here's Phil Touchette's post. Packed bag check. CPAP check.
CPAP.
$1 megabus ticket.
Wait, isn't that if you're Lord, you get diet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they wanted me to get one too, honey.
Yeah, because you need to lose the weight.
Big.
You big.
Big. I was always big. Big.
So
big.
What happened at this party?
A lot of panty pooping. I'm going to post a video, and I'll play it. Let me turn on the grumhole screen.
With some Crisco involved?
Nope. Unfortunately,
lapsing
for sure. Yeah, I'm going to play it now here on the screen. Yeah.
Yes.
See, the thing that the sounds tail like is actually a dildo in his anus. And one of them has so much fat. Now, this other video, you'll see that he interacts with me at the end, and it was scary, and I had to end the video.
Now, what did you dress up like a little girl?
Yeah. Ugh, look at that. How ridiculous. See?
I hear a child.
See, he tried to attack
me.
He attacked me. It's horrible.
Bad little bear. Doggy.
Cheryl, what's your problem? You need links?
Did you pet doggy? Did you give doggy a pet? It's okay.
It's okay.
Sometimes when I was a little girl and I was on the farm, I'd lay down and let my little doggy touch me.
In the vagina? Did you have to use peanut butter? You know, I make my own peanut butty now with my Vitamix trademark registered. Deborah, how's your Vitamix doing?
Doesn't have one.
Oh, oops. I thought you were going to get one of those ghetto ninjas for the plaques.
Well, I was looking at him until I found out those ghetto ninjas have land.
Have what?
The ninja.
Man, why'd you let them go up in your face?
I didn't know that was going to happen, Cheryl.
Woo, woo, woo.
He just turned around and started barking at me.
All right.
You should have had that Vitamix ready. Go ahead, buddy. Try anything.
Yeah.
You took your Vitamix dildo.
I'll be like, girl, I can shred this kale smoothie for you. Dogs don't like kale.
Just throw some wheat bread.
I think strip club DJ is fapping to you.
Strip is fapping? I don't see the chat room. You have to tell me what's going on.
Oh, he's fapping to your face.
You're fapping, honey?
Because your face is, you got lifting whiskers.
Yeah, you like that strip club faggot? Oops, excuse me.
If you want us to talk dirty to you now, you come on and send some money.
Did we get any donations?
Come on. Oh, just the thought of like a PayPal transaction
Because to do American Horror Story.
Oh, yes. This week's Horror Hole story is very good. I had Siri read it to me. I had Siri read it to me, honey.
Oh, is it good?
You haven't read it yet?
No.
Oh, it's good. Yeah, it's a real good one.
I don't want
to. I hope it don't get canceled.
Cancer? Listen, Patrick's donation says I can't be there. I'm in water. Now, but we did get two more donations. One is from Miss Edith. And the other one is from a certain Buckle.
She's been begging me to do a grind.
Okay, well, good. So we got so far 40 from Patrick, 25 from Edith, and 10 from Buckle. Is that enough for a whore hole? I think it's enough for a whore hole on a memorial pound sign D.
Well, what about Kelly? Her monthly?
Oh, that. You had to ask.
I love that you forgot that.
Well, that happened. You know, I'm an olden woman. I forget things.
She didn't forget about it when she bought the soy milk.
May 21st, Kelly Shaw, $25. Yeah.
Well.
Next time, Kelly, please say, not for Cheryl.
No.
Just kidding.
Kelly.
She has 26.
Did y'all?
Yeah. Now? Yeah.
I would say Oprah have some new coffee in Starbucks. Did y'all try it?
It's try, you stupid southern bitch. How do you not know that?
Did you hear why it's so expensive, Maggie?
Yeah, something about her private road? I don't know.
Well, so what they do, they fly the 2 ounces, the 1 ounce, mm-hmm. they get the 1 ounce of chai tea to Maui via her private jet.
Yeah.
They truck it up her private road to her upcountry residence.
And
where
she
it
farts
is then
on it.
Inserted into the first round of packaging. Then it's trucked down her private
room
to her oceanside residence, where the rest of the packaging is added by her slaves. It is then put back on her private plane, TM, and flown back to the mainline.
Is she? Are she has slaves? Are they black or white or what?
White.
They're white.
White slavery.
White.
She's bringing it back. It's going to be a new fashion trend in Hollywood.
I am so sick of seeing Oprah's goddamn shit at Starbucks. You know, I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to get the blacks to go there. You know?
Oh, Lord, don't say that.
But, you know, I have to talk about this. I don't mean to be racist, but whenever a black person... I like to get a mochiato. Now, it's supposed to be
ice
like...
Ice or hot?
Hot, stupid.
No, you're wrong. It's the flavor.
Listen, see, the blacks don't understand that what some people like espresso macchiato. Espresso macchiato is a normal macchiato. That's just two shots of espresso and a dollop of foam. But they give me, whenever it's a black barista, they give me like the whole thing is foam. And so it's more like
and
a cappuccino. I'm like, excuse me?
I was just saying, there's always chicken grease on my cup and watermelon. I mean, if you're going to go, you might as well go full throttle, tell it all. And there, isn't it weird their name's always Mammy?
What? This is really a turn for the worse.
Just don't say tranny, Deborah. Just don't say tranny. Oh, we got two more donations.
What?
Say? Because I said Mammy. I'm not scared to say Mammy.
We got, because of that, we got more money. So we got $5 from cheeky vagina and wasabi HIV AIDS.
And sounds then, like a good ramen noodle package.
Thank you, honey.
And another $5 from Mike Buena Vagina or something like that. Valvium Vagina.
Valtrex. That's good.
Valtrex Vagina. Mm-hmm. Thank you, both of you. So time for a horror hole story.
Cheeky Trousers. Cheeky Trousers is a very good artist.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, but that's not enough. More. I want to make myself
whole. She needs to do an illustration of maids.
Cheryl, where's your duty from last week?
Because I squirted my jizz up in her. That's not him.
Is that how you like it?
Yeah.
Is that how you like it?
Have you ever had a crucifix put inside of you? Why your pussy smell? Cause I squirted my jizz up in her. Why your pussy smell? Cause I squirted my jizz up in her.
Grom.
Addicted to the D.
Grom.
Where's my purse?
Grom.
Move! Where's my purse?
I am okay with Sylvia being dead.
Nigger.
I'm not. It's up there with Steve Jobs and Abe Lincoln.
What?
By surviving this hellhole, where this, of course, is hell. There's no pit in the ground with somebody in a red suit running around.
Did you know that?
I didn't, but I do now.
And you're ready to rock, man.
What's the new song from her? What's the new song from her? What's her name again? I forgot.
Adele.
That's her stage name. What's her real name? I forget.
Adele. See?
It's about that girl that gets in the damn sweaters and the glitter.
No, the girl with the one tooth who sings from her.
Talking about that obese girl?
Yeah. What's... She did her new song with that wonderful camera angle. I want to play it. And then we'll do
listen.
Horrible.
No. Need to come.
Chris
no. We yes, need Athey. To call them, you know, that girl and the Jesus lady back.
Back. You sounded like a goat just now. Back. Have you been raping back. Goats?
Listen, I take anything black. I don't care if it's four legs or two.
Goats aren't black, honey.
Man, why is this the episode of American Horror? It's four pages. I'm going to die if I read that. So
no, it's good. Trust me.
Oh, God. But, oh, yeah. It involves Jane Terry.
Shh. Don't.
Oh, God.
Wait. I have to fart. Shut up. Okay. I thought there would be a third.
Turn your bright lights off!
Where's that new Chris Athey song? I can't find it. The one with the Rick Springfield cover? Cover? Yeah.
What is this?
What is what?
If this
here
one
it is.
More 14-year-old white girl singing on YouTube, I swear to God I'm going to meet him now.
You know Chris Athey, honey. You've heard her.
Oh.
You like
She's
her. She's pretty.
She's the one that can sing all the different versions of a song and like Celine, Brittany.
Yeah, just like that.
Okay.
Yeah, just like her. Yeah, exactly.
She sings that song, isn't it? Like,
mm-hmm. That's
when
right.
they gonna carry me home.
No, that's Hitler.
Swing low.
That was Hitler, honey.
Oh.
Yeah, you got it all wrong. That's Hitler.
I seen the new X-Men 2 the other day.
Did you like
it? Really good. But I thought it was hilarious because there was like two vans of Christian people going to see it. And yeah. then you could see Hugh Jackman's whole body.
Did you see his penis?
Almost melted in the chair. Oh.
Did you see his deek?
You can see his balls.
Oh. Hello.
And then listen.
I'm going to be singing a song for you.
You hear this
by
sort of gay sounding Christian man.
Cold. Black is black. Black is black. I want my baby back. And gray is gray since she went away. Oh, oh. What can I do? Cause I'm feeling blue. If I had my way, she'd be here today. But she'd go in time and leave me to cry again. Oh, no. What can I do? Cause I'm feeling blue. I can't choose. There's too much to lose. My love's
gonna get
too
her to
strong. Maybe if she will come back to me, then I can't go wrong. Bad is
Dummy.
Bad. That I feel so sad. It's so time, sad. It's time.
Dummy.
That I found peace
teeth.
Of mind. Oh no. Bye. What can I do? Cause
I'm
feeling blue. And I can't
really
choose. There's too much to lose. My love's too
Somebody
strong.
Could tell us that we were
Maybe
ugly. Shut up.
Come back
no.
to me, then I can't go wrong. Black is black. I want my
Nigger.
Baby back.
Inside
and gray
of me.
Is gray.
She
so she
you guys gotta pray
away.
Together.
Oh,
you guys gotta pray
what
together.
Can
you
I
gotta
do?
Pray.
Cause I'm feeling blue.
You guys gotta pray together. You gonna pray.
Please don't.
I'm feeling blue.
Blue.
That was good, right?
Yeah. She, when I say I want her to sing Cheryl's song, I'm going to contact her agent.
Yeah.
You think she will?
Let's try and get her on the phone.
What? Okay.
Let's try and get her on the phone. I'm going to try and call her right now.
Can you zoom in on her teeth?
No. I'm trying to get her on the horn. See, add Chris Avey.
Are you driving?
Who?
Listen.
She's on her way to the raping.
His name's DeMonte Caravan III, and he's 7 feet. And it's a stick shift. Okay? and let's just say it ain't playing putt-putt.
Putt-putt.
Make me whole.
Chris Athey has over 2 million views altogether.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And 7,000, almost 8,000 subscribers.
Even when she started, she had more views than teeth.
True. But that's not hard, honey.
Mm-mm. I wonder what all the neighbors are doing. It's a white block party. Hello, everybody. Hey, how you doing? God bless. Oh, Al-Qaeda. Hope nobody blows you up. Jesus Christ, there's like 20 cars out here.
Where are you at?
I just passed the Pentecostal church, and there's all these people out there. And I'm just going to say, I'm thinking some snakes are going to be being thrown tonight.
Droned?
Some snakes are going to be thrown.
Oh.
Snake.
Mm-hmm. You know, they'd be holding the snakes up, talking to them, and if they bite them, it means they're not pure.
I can't find Chris Athey's Skype. I think she's, like, unlisted. Damn it.
Well, we need to call somebody.
I think we need her whole story.
Yeah,
we do that, and then we got to call somebody.
Okay.
Make it whole. You know what I mean?
Where you going?
Oh, here's Chris
Athey. I need you to lay down.
Do you know what state is she in?
Who?
Birmingham, Alabama?
I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Do it.
That sounds white. Trashy.
We'll try that one first. There's two others we can try. Well, three others.
You're going to call her?
Yeah, we're calling her right now.
What are you going to say?
Hi, honey. Squish.
Sing is Debbie going to ask for a
question? No, we're going to ask her to sing Walls Fall Out. Impromptu.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell her I'm your secretary.
That's right.
I wanted to sing Walls Fall Out.
And has she tried Oprah's new tea?
That's a good question for her.
That's why her teeth fell out.
Yeah. From the tea?
What's her name again?
Chris Athey.
Is she a man or a woman?
Good question.
Chris Athey, is it true you were born near Chernobyl and that's why you don't have teeth?
Listen, a lot of people don't have teeth.
Who's leading this call? I think Madge.
What call?
If you're going to call her.
Well, no, first she has to approve my contact. It's going to take time, honey.
Oh, you're...
I got to add her first. You can't just call her.
You can't just call her?
What, do you think she's just like some nobody, huh?
I mean, she's probably busy, you know what
well,
I mean?
Plus, I gotta add all the possible... Where's Ashburn? Do you know where Ashburn...
Nigeria.
Okay. Well, I'm adding all the people that look like they might be her. So we're gonna have to call all of them. So let's see. So Chris Athey in Ashburn. I'm pretty sure she's not from the United Kingdom. Do you think, what's North Potomac? What is that?
Let's see.
Is that in
North Potomac? It used to be a trade city for the Union until the Confederates blew it up.
Oh, that could be her then.
That's probably her.
All right, let me just put that down, Chris. How's the chat room going? Anything nice?
Right.
Anything nice going on?
Fred Michaels.
Any updates?
Fred Michaels.
Yeah, it was Kelly. She said, "Fred Michael."
Come on, people. Make sure you donate. The more you donate, the more oxygen we can buy for Cheryl.
And especially if you can add, give us, make album art. Oh, my God, there's a lot more of Chris Athey. If you can add...
Lynn is here.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, wait, that's her. Poison Bomb. Williamstown, United States. I can tell it's her because it has duct tape on her glasses. Chris Athey, yeah. Poison Bomb, Williamstown, United States. Oh, my God, please. She's so hot. Let's just add her. I'll press add to call. Let's see what happens.
Maybe. Oh, and then we'll tell her. Make sure you say you're with,
Adam Curry.
Radio.
Yeah.
They could do a video with you.
But I'm saying, you know, she got on there. Think about all the people that watch her probably like this type of stuff, too. You know what I mean? Anybody that likes a train wreck.
Are you touching yourself? Sound excited.
Take me. Make me whole.
Okay, now where... Cheryl, can you send me the link to the thing we're supposed to use that Baby Jane N-Word said to use for the theme song?
Why don't you go to your email?
Because I ain't finna. My email's too hard. Just send it to me, please.
I can't.
Why now?
Because I can't.
Well, then I won't tell you about the donation we just got.
Honey. What?
Just on my face.
Get me the link. Send me the link.
No! You promised.
Send me the link.
No.
Link first. What is so hard about sending me a link, you stupid cow?
Listen, Madge, don't play her evil games. And she just donate the money to Pat Robertson.
Oh, Chris Athey didn't pick up.
She's probably, you know, her had her hands full.
With pussy?
Teeth.
Soda and fries.
Are you ready, Cheryl?
No, hold on. I gotta plug in.
What does that mean? Your pussy?
Plug my laptop in.
Into your jam? Your vagina? Cheryl, you got a pretty pink pussy. A hot, wet cunt. You got a hot, wet
mattress. Mattress.
I got a mattress. Did you see Tressie's, that game about Tressie I sent you, Deborah? That was
yes.
Tressie yes, trouble. Tressie, huh? Tressie was a bad girl. Tressie's bad. Tressie got her tag ripped out of her pussy.
Yeah. I'm just I'm so
pretty
bad.
Pink mattress vagina.
You like little mattress?
I like pulling tags off of pussies for the first and last time.
What happened?
Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready. Okay, here it is.
Send it. Send the seed.
Wow, quite a song.
That's what I told you last time.
It's a long song. Okay, I'm going to fade out. Go ahead, Cheryl.
Okay. Last time on American World Story, Cheryl makes a deal with the dead Sylvia. Michael Urie suspiciously won't answer Cheryl's questions. Maggots in the rice, kitties in the cantus, lemon pepper chocolate. There's a massive China buffet blowout, and Extifer reveals the location of Sylvia's purse with Jan Terry. I drove to the Blue Chip Casino in Michigan City, Indiana. My sister, Jan Brewer, said she couldn't come along on this one, saying that the Indians that own the casino helped fund her super PAC. But my true boo, Sylvia, came along. Upon entering the Blue Chip, a sea of gray smoke surrounded me. It was an exceptionally smoky establishment. I cut through the smoothie and found Jan behind a table wearing one of those green vests and matching green celluloid visors. Instead of making her appear more formal, the accessories seemed to accentuate her frumpiness. Sat down across from her. "How's it hanging?" I asked. "Oh, it's okay," Jan said glumly. "I see," I said. A waitress came up to me and asked for my order. "Do you have any specials, any BOGOs?" I asked. "We've got a few specials. Miller Lights for $2 a pace, and a buy one, get one on our world-famous Buffalo Wangs and South of the Border nachos." "I'm starving. I'll take an order of all of them. The Miller Light, the wings, and the nachos." "Yes, ma'am." She ducked away, and I turned back to Jan. "So, you're Jan Terry Reich?" I asked. "You? Why do you ask?" My dear sister Sylvia Brown recently passed away, and I know she'd occasionally do readings here. Your name came up as someone who also performed here. I looked up at Jangan. I did, but then the gambling got to me, she admitted. I couldn't resist all these whites and bells. Fewer people kept coming to my concerts, and I lost all my money on the nickel slot machines. I even paid $100 for one of Sylvia's readings to see if she might strike it with Wadey Walk.
Wadey what?
Wadey Walk.
Oh.
But all Sylvia told me was that my spirit going name was Barney, and to watch out for dairy. That's horrible, I cried, looking at Sylvia's ghost, which rolled her glassy eyes. Sylvia huffed. I thought she looked like she could lay off the dairy. It got worse recently. I took to poker and watched everything there. A man that goes by the name Dee Dee beat me with a royal flush.
Mm.
He's friends with the manager of the casino, who I ended up owing $500 to. He put me here as the blackjack dealer last week until I pay off my debts. They won't let me leave. The waitress came back with my order, placing it on the table next to me. Anything else for you, ma'am? Anything else I can get for you here? Not right now, I told her, and she slipped off. Jan put her professional face on. We began a game of black. Shyuk.
Mm.
All the while I was guzzling my Miller, scarfing down the snyuks. The buffalo wings were so spicy and dripping with so much sauce, but tasted so good. There were bones in some of the wings, and Jan asked, can I have those wings? Sure, honey, I said, and Jan took the bone and put it near her crotch. A little white dog jumped up near her crotch and grabbed it. It licked her fingers clean and took the bone under the table. I could hear it chewing away at the bone. That's Danny, she explained. He comes everywhere with me. I can't afford dog food, so usually just give him scraps from customers' plates. They let you have a dog here. He's never usually a problem, and I don't know if they realize I keep him under my table. Well, your secret's safe if you can tell me something. I'm looking for a purse that used to belong to Sylvia Brown that her husband, Michael Ullery, is said to have given to you. Any idea where it's been? Oh, sure, Michael. He's my baby blues, always sending me love notes and stuff. We met when Sylvia and I were performing on the same weekend here last year. I can't believe it. Sylvia's spirit roared. That lying, cheating bastard. I was so good to him and provided for him, and he goes running around on me. But what's about the purse? I asked. He sent it to me last week. It was so pretty. Must have been worth $100. But I lost it. That poker bet against Dee Dee. He has it now, she pouted. So you ever, get freaky with Michael? I asked. And just thinking about getting dirty made my lips feel all tingly. I began touching my lance with one of my fingies that was covered in buffalo sauce. The burning of the sauce enhanced the tingling of my crotch, and my vagina started dripping with wetness. Cheryl, stop, Sylvia bellowed. I can't take it. Jan quickly replied to my question. No, never. I'm a virgin. I think that turned him on the most. A walker virgin. the one and only. I pulled my finger out of my lips as a middle-aged white man in a white suit approached the table and sat down next to me. Mr. Day, Giant said with surprise, would you like to play with us? Yes, hit me, he said. We started another game, and I ate my 4 plates of nachos and buffalo wings, rubbing my hands off of my lips like it was a napkin. Loving the rough feeling of the crumbs and all the stinging and tingling of the salt and sauce. I'm enjoying. Jan would sleep, downing the baskets to clean out. And Dee Dee was focused on the game. He and I got to talking. You know.
Hello.
Oh, sorry. He and I got to talking. So I hear you acquired a purse from Jan over here recently, I asked him. I did. What's it to you? He grunted. I'm interested in it. It has sentimental value for my dear departed sister. Can I buy it back? I don't think so. I don't think so, but I'll wager a bet against you for it. What are we talking here? I asked, raising an eyebrow. You see, I run a certain studio you may have heard. Oh, this is Dee Dee.
Yeah.
I have to sound fired.
No.
You see, I run a certain studio you may have heard of it. It's often referred to as the dorm. I've been looking for a dark horse. A beauty such as yourself for time. You win, you get the purse. But if I win, you become indentured to my studio like my slaves and have to perform in one of our shoots. What's the purse worth to you? You got yourself a deal. We shook and started to play to see who would get an exact 21 first. As we were playing, Sylvia rested her talent hands on my shoulder, and my psychic abilities ignited that smell of her talent. I could see the cards Jan was dealing before they were turned up. This gave me an edge for a few minis, but then all of a sudden I felt a warm tingling, and then all of a sudden a jolt of pain in my laps that had been hanging off the seat. This broke my concentration, and I said, hit me, which pushed me over to 23. This set me back, and then immediately after Dee Dee's next card gave him a perfect 21, I gasped. My laps ripped with another pain and was tugged under the table, feeling torn apart. Denny had mistaken my laps for one of the snails and grabbed it for himself. Hold on.
You all right? Hello? What's going on?
Oh, sorry. I grabbed it for himself.
Okay.
Fat.
Fat?
I felt so torn, it was in so much pain, I fell out of my chair. My lats was stretched out, slithering between my legs as I tugged it free from Denny, who thought I was playing tug of war with him.
Hello?
I finally got it free. Denny was bitten apart and bleeding all over. Denny rushed out from under the table and growled at me to try and get it back again, his mouth full of blood and gore. A crowd gathered from the smoke around us and watched as I danced around to avoid Denny's attempts at jumping up and nipping my lamps again. Quickly, two gorilla men dressed in black suits and sunglasses, picked me up by the arms and dragged me through the building. They took me to the front of the casino and threw me out the door, booming, never come back here again. I lay on the sidewalk with the valet staring at me wide-eyed. Dee Dee came strolling out of the casino and stopped in front of me, peered down at me and said, looks like you lose, Cheryl. You're mine. To be continued.
Wow. Amazing. I think maybe we should have had an intermission, though.
Well, whoever wrote it did it too long. It was just too long.
That was Baby Jane N-word.
I didn't think it's a brain, but I enjoyed the Sylvia Brown Talon thing.
Gerald, you did a very nice impression of Jan Terry.
Mm-hmm. I like my impression of Jan. Wasn't that good?
It was very good, yeah, and I didn't
expect
it. Did
it remind you of Bob Wall Wall Wall?
It was better.
Mm-hmm. Let's not talk about that.
Why?
Because it's sad she's gone.
She's dead? And they,
what?
They had them all, you know, on there. And
Barbara's not dead.
No, but she's basically dead because, I mean, come on now.
What?
She's not going to be on The View no more.
She's not?
No, y'all didn't watch the final episode. All the hosts came back, which I called it a few months ago. And then I gave her a hug, and then every woman that was in journalist gave her a hug.
Oh, isn't that sweet? Mm-hmm.
That's usually what happens to people when right before they go senile.
Oprah even came and gave her a hug.
Did she smell, you think?
Chicken. It's going to be a second. I'm turning on the Vitamix.
Oh.
Do it. Do it hard.
I think it's an Oster. Deborah, I don't hear nothing.
You got to give me a second. I'm unpeeling the banana.
Make it whole.
Make me whole, Deborah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Work that Oster fake Vitamix. Do you really think we can't tell the difference between a Vitamix and an Oster sound?
Huh? Maybe if somebody'd give me a Vitamix, I'd use it.
Which model do you want? I want to see how much you know about Vitamix, honey.
The 7-year warranty one.
They all have 7-year warranties, except for the ones that are refurbished. Next.
That sounds like this.
Pulse it, honey.
Keep doing it.
Pulse. Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Ooh. Quiver. Ooh, that was hot. Again, though. One more quiver. One more pulse.
We're going to overmix it.
Woof.
For the road.
Voof, 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 as Cheryl would say.
But yeah, if I was to get a Vitamix, I'd be a very happy girl.
For about 10 minutes till you found the next thing you wanted to buy. Like, oh, I don't know, a camera with a very long lens? Deborah, did you return?
What's going on?
Did you return your camera? Hello? Deborah Hyman Wilkerson, answer me. Deborah.
What happened?
She dead.
Man.
I don't know what happened to her.
How come before you said if I gave you the link, you would tell me about some donations, and then you never did?
Oh, we got, I think, 20, and then another donation after that while you were token.
What? No.
From your mother with stink hair, honey. Let me see. I'm laying on bed now, so I got to look at the phone.
Oh, you're so lazy.
I had to switch over to Grumart because I got tired. I didn't want to accidentally show my minge. Let's see. You know about minge, right? Minge is pussy in British. Okay? It's what the Brits call vagina. Hello? Mm-hmm. Can you talk while I look this up? Because I don't like having dead air.
I'm playing with my land.
Do it. Do it. Play with your sugar hell and cool it as such. Sounds so wide open. Sounds really wide today, honey. That lapse. Pull on the lips. Pull on the side of the lips. Which was the last donation I told you? Mike? Okay, so we got Grant. Grant gave us 10. And Mason gave us 20.
Oh,
Melson, help. Melson.
Whoa.
Hello.
Hi, honey.
You sound like a robot.
Listen, honey. What happened to you and your Vitamix? I don't understand where you went. What did you do?
Sounds like you're being auto-tuned.
You got a bad Skype, honey. You sound fine to me. So it's on your end, not mine.
We got to call you back, Debbie.
Don't make me call you back because I'm laying in bed. I can't get up. Deborah. Oh, now Reagan's tweeting again.
Maybe we need to call Reagan and confront him about some of these issues.
Reagan says he's calling, but Reagan, I'm on the... he wants me to put him on the phone. All right, Reagan, hold on. Fucking cunt. Reagan! See, he let go of the thing. I couldn't press... I tried to press OK, and then he let go of the holder.
Oh.
Well, hold on. You like when I say holder.
Yes, it makes sugar.
Duh. Wait, where is it? Skype? It's really hard to do this from Bia. Reagan, folks. And Nicole. There. Okay. Now I can lay down again. New activity. Walls fall out. Where did Deborah go? Oh, she's gone now. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Reagan.
Hello.
It sounds so echoey. Is this
Reagan, turn off your copy of the Doodle Grumhole.
New desk?
It is off.
Why hear an echo so
need
much?
Need some more furniture.
You in a cathedral?
Because his microphone's all the way in the top of his fancy desk.
His desk.
My desk.
My desk. Listen, so what's up?
I don't know. I was just calling to listen to the show.
Listen, Reagan.
You call me and then I had to get out of bed to answer you to the Skype. What's going on?
That must have been horrible for you.
I had a pint of Ben and Jerry's. You're damn right. The core pint.
Now, Reagan, I'm very upset at you because you canceled this hot show.
Mm-hmm. Actually, it was me that canceled it.
Yeah, Madge, I had to do it that particular Sunday, and then Madge said, should we just take a hiatus?
Well, because you all kept canceling.
I know.
Last minute.
Listen, I have no hard feelings on this. If the audience has issues with it, they should have expressed more love for the show while it's on. Otherwise, we finna take a hiatus. Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
So deal with it, bitches.
I mean, I would be happy to come out of. Can you come out of a hiatus to end the hiatus? Yes. I just
no.
Yeah.
The moral of the story is who cares? Okay.
Yeah, so I want more crumbs.
Well, you know what? Fuck you. You wouldn't even be on our grum. We asked you many times.
I know. I don't want to hear myself. I'm horrible.
So, and Wanda Wisdom is what?
Rachel, but I enjoy her.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know what? We still will. But the thing is, that's part of the enigma of the show.
I liked it when Cheryl was reading Wanda's anniversary announcement earlier.
Oh, that was nice. Yeah, with her boyfriend. What's his name? Clitoris or something? Wilbur?
Her boyfriend's cute.
Yeah, what's his name? What was his little nickname? Pencilus or something?
I don't know. Penicillin?
Panis vaginicillin.
Nadine or something.
So, Reagan, did you get shot in that Santa Barbara thing? What happened?
Is that how you like it?
Yeah. What about, we haven't talked about No Face. Yeah, I hear there's a bit of rivalry between No Face, who plays trumpet, and Half Face. Thoughts?
Are these cards in Hearthstone?
Because no, I'm not, talking
I have
about
no
the
idea
pretty.
What you're talking about.
I sent you a pretty picture of a pretty girl named No Face. She was playing a trumpet. Don't pretend.
Does she actually have no face?
Yeah, I said, is that
she
how you
has
like
a
it?
Face now because they made one for her.
Mm-hmm. You saw it?
Oh,
I sent.
I did. Yeah, I did. I think I do remember seeing.
Do you think she's prettier than Half Face? Remember Half Face?
Who is Half Face?
Your girl with half a face.
Mm-hmm. Woodrow Wilson? Wilbur Wilson?
Wilbur. Anyway,
So, yeah. Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's... Okay. I don't want to be mean, but...
That's just like, I'm not going to be racist, but...
It's kind of like when people... Exactly, when people say, I don't want to be racist. I'm not racist, but...
I just tagged Cheryl on Facebook, by the way. I found a perfect picture of you. Go ahead.
No match. Mm-hmm. Reagan.
Yes.
Why are you going all crazy, canceling Eat This on Grum, and posting, most importantly, shirtless pictures on Facebook? It is not right. We need to have a conversation and an intervention about your behavior recently. It's unbecoming.
This is what happens when you get dumped by the man you think you're going to spend your entire life with. You go crazy.
No, you get counseling. You don't do these things.
No, you get even.
Yeah.
Even. Even.
No, I don't know. Get a BOGO.
I should get a BOGO.
But you do not need to be self-destructive. You deserve better than this.
How is posting a selfie self-destructive?
It is not right, Colleen. It is just embarrassing for all of us, because you need to be doing Eat This on Grum.
Well, the thing with the, what do you call that, the thing that's half horse, half human?
Centaur.
That was a bit much.
Well, no, that came about because I posted...
Because everyone's making fun of me.
Yeah, basically.
Oh.
My friend Matt, I posted the bedhead photo on Twitter, and then he photoshopped the image to make fun of me, and I thought it was hilarious, so I posted it.
Uh-huh. Phil Touchette is at Barrioke. I'm at Barrioke.
That sounds horrible.
I'm at Barrioke, and what happens? Bitch stole my song, but no worries. I'm going to sing it anyway. I should go there right now and, like, do a live Grum from Bobby Loves with Twinkle Boy Jr., a.k.a. Phil Touchette.
I think that Boff has already beaten you to the punch. Don't they like going to places and doing live Grums?
How the fuck should I know?
I think that was their thing for a bit.
Yes.
What's with RuPaul and this ridiculous shit? I don't understand this.
Oh, we're getting all Eat This Hot Showy.
Well, there is no more Eat This Hot Show, so...
Not Eat That... Well, yeah, that's true. I don't know. It's... I don't know.
Logo TV distances itself from RuPaul for defending use of anti-transgender slurs.
But she's the one that took it off of her Grum.
Bitch, you need to get stronger, RuPaul responds to activists who call drag race.
It's because she's trying to be like, she got a dick, 22-inch weave.
That's exactly right. I think that's all there is to say on the topic, actually, because you pretty much...
Done.
I wish Jan Terry would... What happened to Deborah, by the way? Did she just vanish?
Yeah, what happened to Debbie?
Let me add her back. See, the thing is, I'm laying down, so it's really hard. I had to call.
Y'all haven't done a single call yet. How many donations do you have?
Deborah. I think she's there.
Oh, yeah.
No, she's gone again.
Oh, I like that. What's the singer from that y'all just did her on the... Oh, yeah. I love the interview that you did with her, Cheryl.
With who? Jan Terry?
I said, God, can you hear me?
Oh, thank God.
I don't know what is going on.
Deborah, can I see your gyne pics?
I think it was a possession.
Oh.
I got it purple.
Can I see your...
Great.
Can I see your pussy pics? Oh, sorry.
No. Bitch, I bake a cake like it's Hostess. Little Debbie Ho, you know what it cost is. Wear that purple good and that grape is strong and my temper short, my money long. Cause I cook them and quit them often. They be flipping like dolphins. These bitches born like dolphins. I get them all in a coffin. I put them in a box like a muffin mix. It's Betty Crocker, that other shit. Too hot, you need an oven mitt. That's too hot, you need an oven mitt. That soda on the counter, add 2 cups of Debbie Downer and a spoonful of sugar, make the medicine go down.
Madge?
Yep.
Debbie's gone crazy. And Wasabi has a good point here in the chat room. You know you amazed when Cheryl is giving you life advice.
Yeah, that's true.
It is so true.
And what is her name again?
Reagan Wasabi. Fox.
Now, Reagan, what are we going to do about this mace? Because I've seen a lot of drinking, and...
No, not really. Only once a week. I went out last night.
Too much. You don't need to be drinking it. Ooh, really?
That's probably true.
Yeah.
Need to be smoking and riding with the hoes.
Now, I know Madge can't say anything because she's, quote, in a program and all, but, I worry about your babies, and, you're going to be a good one, and, I love your niece.
I don't need to get drunk, I need to get saved.
That's true.
You need to go to Good Time Island and get laid.
I know. Do you have any advice?
I would say the best thing to do is to wear a lot of expensive jewelry and iPhone, iPads, MacBook Pros, maybe even that cute little desk you made the weekend, and go behind a Shoney's backlot with the light out.
Just get some raping, right?
Yeah. Rape and massage.
Why don't you go to the raping conference with Deborah?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I might. She's the keynote speaker, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She's going to do the invocation for the praying and all that.
Mm-hmm. We tried to get Donald Sterling, but he was booked.
How much donations do y'all have?
I don't know.
I just want you to know that our prayer lines here are ever 24 hours. So if you ever have a prayer need day or night, don't hesitate to give us a call.
Okay.
I do want to go ahead and make a donation to Edna Eastland School of Girls so the school don't close.
Is this from my new girl?
You know, she was end up on the street. She's a big girl. They would probably sell her, Debbie, 12 of them, you know.
Debbie, are you working on new girls?
You know what? I'm just wondering if you've got the right ministry. Today on our program, we had Beth Moore.
Mm-hmm. Beth Moore talking. Yeah, she was talking about the
she, yeah, she has been to our homes over there before.
It sounds like Debbie's talking to herself.
You know what it's really like, and then too, she was molested as a child.
Oh my
so
God.
She knows all the ins and outs.
She knows she does. She knows the ins and outs, you say it?
Yes, she does.
Oh, my God.
Okay, well, can I get your zip code, please?
30117.
And your last name?
Wilkerson.
Oh, my God. She knows the ins and outs.
Are you Melissa?
How did you know?
Well, I put your zip code and last name in, and it pulled up Melissa A. Wilkerson at 195 in Georgia.
That's me.
That's you. Well, evidently you've called in and given before you've called in.
You're so safe
for prayer,
with information.
So. All right, and the amount that you would like to donate today.
And we got your credit card on file.
Well, what's the bracket?
What's the bracket?
I think it's 128 per child to get them off the streets. I was looking. I don't see that. But at any rate, you just give whatever the Lord lays on your heart, and because it's all going to go for the same purpose.
Let me go check and see what he put down.
Okay.
Girl. We have a product we are calling about.
30117 Wilkerson Organic Pan with a plan. Gonna fry this chicken in my hand. Honey, if you cut an eye on, you're going to let you know what you say.
Are you calling about the orgasmic frying pan?
The orgasmic frying pan, yes, honey.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. But I would like to inform you, ma'am, that you actually reached the wrong department. Let me go ahead and connect your call first to the organic department.
Well, no, I just spoke to her. She said you could give me the 12 inches, honey.
Ma'am, we do not handle that kind of frying pan. That's why I need to transfer your call to the right department.
Okay, but this is Deborah. You might have seen my work on television of the facts of life. So you're telling me you can't handle the 12-inch pan?
We don't have that kind of product here in our department.
Can you not handle it?
The department.
But I'm
no,
saying...
No, we do not handle that.
But can you handle it?
We do not handle that, ma'am. It needs to be handled by the organic...
Honey, listen to me. Are you saved? Are you you sound like a loose woman.
Sorry?
You sound like a loose woman. The organic green. What do you sell, honey?
Ma'am, what I'm trying to say is you reached for the wrong department.
Okay, I understand that, but I'm trying to tell you that she told me to call you so I can get in.
Ma'am, we can place you that product that you're calling about.
But see, I don't have the time or the pan to fry this chicken in my hand. You want some white meat? You want some dark meat? Because I got Tootie over here, and I got Natalie. She's the size of a bus, and she's hungry now, and I need it so I can get these girls fed before they close this school. Okay.
I understand the limit. I'll go ahead and transfer your call now.
Whatever.
Thank you for calling Organic.
Okay, I'm not going to play it anymore. That was
no, good. It's good. Keep going
with
okay.
that.
Wilkerson, organic 12 inches.
What is this from, man?
Church of Deborah 19.
0117?
Yes.
You?
No.
Okay, and you said the last name is Wilkerson?
Yes.
Okay, Wilkerson?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, let me go ahead and put that information into my system.
Okay.
So I can locate an order for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Or we're calling tonight.
No, it sounds like there's an airplane.
Let me take a look here in just a sec. And what's the first name on that order?
Deborah.
Yeah. Okay.
Matt, who are we calling tonight?
I don't know.
Well, definitely hotline.
I will try, but they've turned into an
I'm
animal.
I'm just looking over.
Hear me, because it's Memorial Day weekend. Because it's Memorial Day weekend, I think that Cheryl needs to call and mourn all of her lost children.
I need to remember the lost children.
All right, so pangs of guilt due to previous abortions. Need to talk to someone. All right, fine.
Yes. Oh, yeah, and Memorial Day is such a good reason to call.
It is. Know? It's a time for, you know...
You were reflection. In the Vietnam War, Cheryl, and you had a lot of babies.
I think Debbie needs to talk. She's better at this.
No. We need...
You lazy bitch. It's time. It's Memorial Day.
Cheryl, this is you.
Hang up on me.
No, but you always
complain about me and say,
yeah, exactly.
Let me show you how it's done, Debbie.
Right, because every time Deborah does it, she gets hung up on and you yell at her. So just do it. And they're not even going to answer. Shut up.
But make sure you let them like work in Memorial Day.
Shh. Memorial Day.
Addicted to the day.
Shh.
Hotline.
When working X-Men, see its search term hits. Days of Future Past.
How can I help you?
Hi, happy Memorial Day.
Thank you. How can I help you?
Well, I I think I'm pregnant, and I feel well. I've had some procedures in the past, and well, it being Memorial Day, I'm kind of remembering some of the things that have happened to me, and this, you know, most recent pregnancy that I have right now, and I'm wondering what I should do.
Do you have someone where you can talk to? Do you have family and friends support?
No, they've all left me. I don't have anybody. Oh.
Gone.
Call her back. call her back.
You know, she don't want to help nobody that don't have a family.
Yeah.
Okay, need to call her back, and then if I'll do it, and then you can work yourself in if she hangs up on you.
I'm sure that'll work.
I've been violated in some way.
They already, you know, talked about it at many times.
Oh, that's Reagan. Why am I calling Reagan? I meant to call No Abortion.
I don't know.
I don't think it was a good idea to put these baby carrots in the mix of almond coconut milk with the banana.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Why
did that woman hang up?
Caller, they are working hard to get to your call.
Why did you hang up?
You're there received, so please stay on the line.
He hung up
if
again.
If you'd like more about the option line, you can look us up at
www.optionline.org.
There's nobody. They don't hang up when you hear this message.
Optionline.org. Hi, you've reached the right place.
Apparently, I mean, think about it. A young woman can't even make her mind she wants to keep her baby, and then they're going to give you that many options to choose, like what you want to do, just to call the place. Come on.
Well, you can keep it, or you can make a salad with it.
Or you can sell it in Chinatown.
Reagan, what are you doing?
I'm at the grocery store.
Again with the groceries.
Always.
Deborah, this
Welcome
one's for
to
you.
Prayer and Spiritual Care Call Line.
Go
if
ahead.
You would like information and announcements from the Office of Prayer and Spiritual Care, press 1.
To pray.
If you would like prayer, press 2. He says if you would like to hear today's scripture and prayer, press 1. If you would like prayer for healing, press 2.
Oh,
if you would like prayer for a need within a relationship, I'm sorry. I didn't recognize your select. I'm sorry. I didn't recognize your selection.
I'm sorry.
I
didn't recognize your selection.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we reach out to you in prayer today, we recognize.
I'm sorry. I didn't recognize your selection.
Heavenly Father, today we rejoice in the promise that all who sincerely call upon the Lord will be saved. Their sins will be forgiven, and they will receive the hope and promise of eternal life. We give thanks for the knowledge that if any person confesses that he or she is a sinner, accepts the truth
what about he, she?
Die on the cross for their sins, and is willing to commit their life to you will forgive their sins and give them...
She sounds like a cunt. How come I'm allowed to say cunt but not tranny?
I don't understand why the no abort people hung up on Cheryl.
I can't imagine why. She's hardly ever called them.
She did the little girl voice.
Yeah, she's hardly ever called them. They would never.
For the last year or two, they've been talking daily about Cheryl Murkowski and Esther Nickanoodle and Deborah Wilkerson at their staff meeting.
Every time.
And DeMonte Jackson.
For English, please listen. Para español, última el nueve. Your call is very important to us.
Suck it. Give us the prayer.
That we are unable to answer your call at this time. So that we can better assist you.
I'm sorry. Star is not a valid choice. Please try again. I'm sorry. Six is not a valid choice. Please try again.
Thank you for calling Daystar Ministry.
I'm sorry. Zero is not a valid choice. Please try again.
Thank you for calling Daystar Ministries. Gracias por llamar.
Just go away.
For English, please.
I hate her 2014 accent. Deborah, what's this number you gave me? Is this Nigeria?
I don't know.
That's a foreign number. +91? That's a country code.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, let's try it. Why not? Reagan, are they having a party at the Whole Foods?
Need to call Whole Foods to ask if they carry organic abortion food.
That's not a valid number, Cheryl. I mean, Deborah. Give me another one, please.
Where is that list we had?
It's oh, my God. Covered. Jesus, I'm dealing with special ed on the phone.
Prayer line. 1-800 number.
Can somebody please keep a number prayer. Of number, a line, yeah. of, a list of things that work, please?
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, okay, here we go.
I'll try this one. Pray 99. Everybody changes their fucking numbers.
99 prayer balloons.
To enter the prayer channel, press 1.
Prayer
to the
channel,
press 2. To register for...
We've got to talk to each other about Jesus.
Great.
There were moments of gold, and
welcome
there was flashes of light.
PrayLive.com for interactive prayer is 24/7. To reach the prayer room, call 443-524-9880.
Try that when I just posted.
Can you not talk over the goddamn number? Jesus, fuck.
For the teaching channel, call 443-653-2065.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Why do you call the black prayer line, honey? You know they don't like you. Racist. Well,
I just miss the good old days where Mammy used to take care of me. Oh, I miss Mammy. Mm-hmm.
Reagan had a black...
A miscarriage?
Reagan, didn't you have a black...
Calling about my friend Reagan. He had a miscarriage. You see, the Obama death panel was experimenting on him, trying to make him have a baby.
Homosexual. And
they succeeded in two homosexuals having babies. Oh, that'd be a good one, because you know they might believe it. But, like, they're at the Obama camp. They're experimenting on gays having babies. Is that normal?
That sounds good to me.
Normal.
Of course it's normal.
Perfectly normal. Is it normal for, like, my little son? He likes to listen to Madonna and reenact things. And he got a cross one time. We thought he wanted the cross, you know, just to worship the Lord. But he asked for a 7-foot-tall cross and got up on it and sung Live
Prayer
to Tale.
And spiritual care call line. If you would like information from the Office of Prayer and Spiritual Care, press 1. If you would like prayer, press 2.
Si usted desea oración en español, por favor.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we reach out to you in prayer today, we recognize that you are a miracle-working God. You know the need this caller
is
facing.
Fuck Jesus, no.
You care about that need.
Let's
call. We ask that you...
Let's call food or taxi again. Let's
okay, here we go. Wait, this is Grace Helpline for Jesus.
Look, these have not been vetted. These all suck.
Last one.
These have not been vetted.
What is the? Why is it so complicated? Why can't somebody make a list of numbers that work?
Yes, that'd be something nice for somebody to
I was
do.
Talking about you.
Oh, well, if somebody would have bought me the 12-inch paper, why'd I be able to see it all?
There is no 12 inches. That's an organic pan.
Thank you for calling the Rewards Hotline. You or someone in your household may have recently visited one of our affiliate websites. And as a token of our appreciation, we are offering two $100 Visa gift cards for taking a brief 3-minute survey about online shopping habits. Press 1 now to be transferred to the shipping department and claim your $100 Visa gift card.
Hello.
Hi, this is Jessica Stephanie calling about $100. Please, I can
talk. Oh, yes. I really am. Are you there?
Sorry.
Hello? Can you speak louder, honey? All I'm hearing is durka, durka, durka. Huh?
Are you calling about $100 Visa gift card?
Yes, I was so excited. I just opened up all of my mail, and it said I won a $100 gift card.
Okay, well, can I have your first name?
Debbie, little Debbie.
Can you spell it to your first name slowly now?
Okay. Can you hear me okay? I'm just a little girl. L-I-T-T, Durka, L-E.
Ma'am. How to pronounce your first name, ma'am?
Durka.
Can I have your last name?
Delta Durka Burka. And do you have a pen with that visa plan? And I need to know the APR.
The line Hello? May have been busy. That's why you are connected to the rewards hotline. Once we are done, you may get through to the customer service.
They will be able to help you. Listen, ma'am. Can you just talk to me instead of reading the damn script? Listen to me. I have a son. And is it normal for him to listen to my... Listen, we bought him a 12-foot cross because he begged for one for Christmas. And we got it for him. And he listens to Madonna. Is that normal?
These gift cards you can use 200 retailers nationwide,
okay.
Which is a
Walmart target. Hold on, wait, stop. It's like you can't stop the damn script. Now listen, Steven Spielberg told me to call and told me to rewrite it for you. Now, I have a friend, her name's Cheryl. She went to the bathroom and there was poopy all over the toilet and her friend Reagan fell in it, but then he won. You know what I mean? And when he won, he opened it up and he realized that Delta Burke has actually shit out an Oscar. And so he gave it to his friend. His friend's name was Madge. Now Madge was very happy to get this Delta Burke poopy covered Oscar man. So then Madge took it home and actually sold it on eBay and actually made like several $1 billion. And then he bought this Sterling team and he's going to Mars. Do you understand? Ma'am?
Do you want the $100 fee that gift card, ma'am?
Yes, but I need to know something. Do y'all have access to the Google? Do you know what a prolapse is?
Okay,
and, honey, let me explain. You don't have to wear that stuff on yourself, and you don't have to let a man treat you the way you do. You're equal, honey. You understand that? You do what you want to do. Madonna does it. Lady Gaga does it. Even Oprah does it. Hell, Star Jones did it, and she didn't even get any kind of work done. It was all from diet and Pilates. And you can ask Sherry Shepherd that because she was on The View. And let me tell you something. She ate a bag of fries and lost it all. Is it
normal? Now, to confirm your eligibility, I need your home zip code, ma'am. Let me explain.
Okay. Can I just give you my... Can I just give you my social?
I'm sorry?
Can I just give you my social? Can I rub myself for you?
Can I buy you?
How much? I want to take you out for
supper. You're not buying anything, ma'am.
No, I don't want to. Listen, can you say how you like it? How you like it? Is that how you like it? What is, does
You're
the Visa
not buying anything.
Does
it's
the
like
Visa card? Does the Visa card cover? Is that how you like it? Does it cover? Is that how you like it? Lock it.
Call her back.
My Lord, you'd ask. I mean, get off
Let
the.
Let me
dance.
Do it this time.
Okay. She hung up? No, that was amazing. That was really good.
My turn.
Listen, though, I thought we could call maybe the... I would like to call the Marriott where the IML is and have Cheryl ask if she can find her duty-stained tail in room 4308 where the dog party is.
No, let's do it after. I want to call back. I want to find out more about this gift card.
You know, she's not going to get off script, though. You're not going to be able to break her.
You don't think so?
Which number was this?
We really need to convince her. We need to make her have an uprising so we have something to give to the community and make her realize she's not below other people.
Durka.
Ask for her address and we'll send her Lady Gaga music.
All I hear is Durka. Not nice. I think this is the same number.
Oh, but it's okay using the N-word. Hell, throw a Durka, everybody duck. They chop people's heads off.
The service you requested is unavailable from your calling area.
SBN 98.
She said the N-word.
Somebody's in trouble.
Deborah, which number was it that I called? I called so many, I don't know which one. Was
I felt so bad for Tootie. Those skates never came off. The 8 years they were on TV, and you know that her feet molded and turned into stone. I don't remember what
you need to keep with Tootie. Never let go of facts of life. Never let go.
Welcome to the prayer and spiritual care call.
I gotta pee. I can't hold it.
If you would like information and announcements from the Office of Prayer and Spiritual Care, press 1.
Uh-oh.
If you would like prayer...
How dare you hang up on me?
I didn't. Did I? Okay. What's the number I'm supposed to call? I can't remember which with the Durka lady. I can't...
1-800-NO-ABORT.
No, the Durka lady. Deborah?
1-800-GOT-JUMP.
Oh, there's so many. All the numbers, I feel like I'm Cher reading a dictionary.
Just like it.
Listen.
Listen.
Listen. Call helpline.
Hotline.
Which one? I'm trying to find it.
Can we please?
What is that, like, no gay away hotline?
No gay away. You mean the family?
Oh, my.
Friends of family or something like that? Focus on the family.
No, we want the ones that are against the gays. No, we don't want focus the ones on the family.
Who are we calling now?
I have no idea.
Raping the gay away. That's the fourth thing in Google for gay away hotline.
No.
I mean.
Should we call them? I don't know.
Where's Cheryl's purse?
Haven't heard that one before. So fresh, changing with the times.
Deborah, can you...
Welcome to the Upper Room Living Prayer Center. Our lines are open from 7 a.m.
God,
I do not recognize that as a valid entry. Welcome to the Upper
Room. Let's call the hotel.
Okay. Now, yeah. IML, you lost your purse.
What am I saying? Okay, I lost my purse.
You were at the dog duty. Party. It was on the 43rd floor. You were...
43rd floor?
43rd, yes. There was a dog. There were people dressed up as dogs, and you left your... I don't know. Maybe...
I left my purse. My tail, which is also a dildo.
Yeah. In your purse, which is in the bathroom.
Okay, but I left my purse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And also my tail.
Well, the tail was in the purse, but there was feces on it, and the purse...
Which was really a dildo.
Right.
That looked like a dog tail.
It was black.
And it had duty all over it. And...
That's enough.
Good evening. Maria, downtown the Magnificent Mile. How may I help you?
Hi, honey. I was there on the 43rd floor at a dog party, and I left my purse and also my tail, which, I mean, it's basically a dildo, but don't tell anybody. And I left it, and it's got duty all over it, and it's in my purse. And I was wondering if you found it. Maybe housekeeping found it.
I do understand. I can connect you to loss prevention. All items that I found, I'll take it to loss prevention. May I connect you there?
Yeah, they have dildos and things there, too. They keep those?
They would keep anything that you leave behind.
Okay.
And I can connect you there. They'll be happy to assist you.
All right. Thank you, honey.
My pleasure to connect you to loss prevention. Thank you. Have a magnificent night. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
What is this? I had to pay.
Good afternoon, loss prevention. This is Charles.
Hi, I was at a dog party on the 43rd floor the other day, and I left my purse and my dildo with it. I think it had some duty on it, but anyways, it was inside my purse. I was wondering if you happened to find it.
Let me go ahead and check for you one moment.
Thank you. Yep.
Unfortunately, it's not looking like any purse was turned in on the fourth floor.
Okay. Any, well, it was like a tail, but it's part of it's a dildo. Do you have any of those left? And I also had a little bag of, well, cocaine. But anyways, do you have any of the iron?
No, just now there's anything mentioned in that description has been turned in.
Okay. Any dildos of any kind?
Not that I see, no.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, honey.
Thank you.
Did you ask for my other stuff? Oh, damn.
Oh.
Oh, well.
Oh, man. Your microphone sounds horrible.
Sounds like you passed on.
I love that you said a little bag of cocaine.
That was Debbie's idea.
I was just going to say a little bag of duty.
Man, I think your microphone wire is broken.
What are you talking about?
No, it's Skype. This happens to Leo Laporte all the time.
Your boyfriend?
Your volume.
It sounds fine.
No, your mic sounds all fucked up.
It sounds fine. I'm recording it. Shut up, the end. You're dead. Like go pictures. Home.
You sound like a robot.
You're dead. Go home.
You call us back.
A Mac.
Do you all hear me sounding like shit, or just
yeah? It's your Cyloning. That's what happens on Leo Laporte's show.
It's Cyloning.
Okay, that's hang what they up call. By Christ, Cyloning. Leo Laporte, fiat.
Osama bin Laden has kidney stones. Yay!
On a wheel. Oh, Jesus. What? What?
What?
Cheryl, do I sound like a lesbian? What? Do I still sound bad?
Yeah, it sounds crackly.
Well, it sounds fine to me, and I'm me.
Well, Madge, you have at least 10 people listening to this right now.
Yeah, it's tragic.
What happened?
Apparently, I still sound bad.
Yeah, very bad.
Well, it sounds fine here, and I'm recording, so, yeah, tripping.
I have to piss. Can you hold on?
What hurts?
I gotta piss. Come
on. Piss your gyne?
Oh,
that's
fine. You hear that?
On my web. Oh. Picking up dog, you know what?
You sound horrible. Does the static train.
Do the clips sound that way too?
Picking up dog, you know what?
Or just me?
Yeah, the clips.
On my web. On my web. On my web.
Web.
On my web.
Did she say on my web?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know what to do. I mean, I'd have to reboot, but I don't really feel like it. I'd rather just end the Grum
soon anyway, but that's
yeah, you're right.
No. This Grum isn't even halfway done.
What?
Oh, suck it.
Reagan, not everyone has no life. Why?
Excuse me, I don't have a life, but it doesn't mean I want to do a Grum for 3 hours.
Yeah.
I always call it the woofle dust, the marvelous good energy.
See, it's horrible.
This is not marvelous, and it's not good energy. You know what I'm saying? Let me see what I can do. Yes, Deborah, someone died. I don't know who, though. People die all the time. Now,
man,
what?
You went to a deaf boot camp.
Shut up.
Maybe you should do a boot camp for audio engineering.
Testing. Does that sound better?
No.
Maybe you should do a get fucked for yourself.
You going to a boot camp?
Shut up, you little whore.
Whore, see?
You little whore, see? Chicken and then we're...
Well, I guess everyone in the chat room thinks you sound fine, so...
So it's just us.
What about this? Is this better?
No.
No.
How about you're ugly and retarded?
Yeah.
Oh, now I fucked up the goddamn chat room thanks to you. Shit. Oh. Now I fucked up their goddamn noise.
Oh.
Fuck me. Ah, damn it. Fuck. Thanks.
Good camp.
Yeah. Yeah, now the audio... Oh, there it's fixed there. Sorry, audience, I hope I didn't blow you out. Lesbians, do I still say about you? Chuck on?
Yep, terrible.
Okay, try this. Is this better?
Yes.
Is better?
Yeah, yeah, what
that's
happened?
Much better.
What happened is, Cheryl, shut up, you're ugly. Where's Deborah?
What did you do, Mance? Tell us.
I changed it from 44 kilohertz to 48 kilohertz. It should not have mattered, but it does. Yes, I learned it in boot camp. You get fucked. You try having 30 morons on the goddamn grum while you're broadcasting from a goddamn MacBook Air and your goddamn Motu interfaces you bought 10 years ago when you were working for Pod Show. What?
Get Debbie back now.
Are you ordering food, Reagan?
No, they just announced something over the loudspeaker.
You are so ghetto. What do? Are you one of those people that sits at the chair at Walgreens and waits for people? I don't understand.
No, what are you talking about? I'm at the grocery store buying groceries.
And my Walgreens, old people sit in chairs by the door and they watch people.
Bad time.
Fuck you, too.
Keep me hanging on. Set me free. Why don't you, babe?
Should we call the bathhouse? It's very busy tonight, and our friend works there.
It's who, Fausto?
No, we have a listener who works at the gay bathhouse.
What's his name?
I mean, he doesn't take a bath. Did you see the hair? Come on. You can fry chicken and that stuff.
Just, Cheryl, I forget his name, but he knows us. He better
know. What am I supposed to say?
You
know
what are you supposed to say? You left your dildo tail. The same fucking thing. Goddamn dumbass.
It's the boyfriend read the fantasy novels, but didn't do anything.
What?
I remember that when I listened to it.
Just ask for Putt and the Toys R Us ghost. I don't fucking know. Who cares? Who gives a shit?
Who's Cheryl? What is going on?
Putt.
Putt golf.
Yeah, exactly. Ask not what your cunt cheese can do for you, but what you can do for your cunt.
Send me donations, won't you,
okay, this is Steamworks. Deal with it.
Ask to speak to Fausto.
Okay.
Seymour, Chicago, this is Noah Paul. Can I help you?
Hi. I think that I lost my, I was at a puppy party and I was wearing a tail dildo and I think I lost it there.
Oh, you did you? Mm. What did it look like?
Yeah.
Where was it? Was what? It up your butt?
Yes, it was deep inside of me. It was covered in duty and blood.
Well, I certainly hope that you didn't lick it before, you know, you took it, you know, with you.
What if I'm into that yet?
You could have been into that. You might be into that.
Are you into duty?
No, but I do listen to your show.
What?
She hasn't done a show in years.
Shut up. Who is
the fucking? It's a great show. It's so amazing. I certainly hope you find that tail that is not between your legs right now.
Well, I do hope I find it, and I hope that you someday will let me smear the duty all over your face.
As long as it's got your blood in there, your vag blood. Now, is it a vagina or is it butt blood? Because I, you know, there's a difference.
It's a Fausto hole. A Fausto.
No, it's neither.
It's one who.
It's one or the other. Oh, there's a difference. There's only so many I'm into.
Is Fausto available?
Well, that's good. Make sure you eat a lot of beans before we do that, because, you know, it makes it extra exciting.
Ooh, do you like my pearlino?
No, not really, but I'm just trying to play it up a little bit. I hope you're having fun with it.
Loan.
Is it going?
Say it.
Oh, cool. You're switching between accents. I'm not sure if we're still there.
Oh, I'm going to myself for you.
There we go.
You guys gotta pray together. You gotta pray.
I have no idea what you're saying now. Are we off the tail thing now?
Is that coon gone?
Speak to Fausto Fernandez, Lopez, Lamario, Lugosi.
Who?
Fausto, Lopez, Fernando.
Oh, Mark and Fausto?
Is Mark there? Yes. Can Fausto come out and play, or is he still in the back?
They don't work here. That's hilarious. That's hilarious. Neither does Nick Starr.
No.
I heard that he drove a Honda Accord and one time drove into the city of Washington, the whole city, and then they gave him a speeding ticket and there was cocaine inside his lapel.
Well, maybe they gave him a speeding ticket because it was speed.
Oh. Well, it could have been. Also, and you do, you know, do you believe in the third bullet, like the third bullet thing? It's on Reddit that it was actually Fausto that killed Sylvia Brown.
The fisting chamber?
Let's go back to the dildo butt, the butthole butt plug, wagging butt tail. I kind of like that better.
I was on the 43rd floor at the IML, and they had a puppy party.
Nice.
And there were men wearing dildos in their asses that were like tails.
Oh, that's always fun.
Yeah, and they fell out in a whole stream of duty covering the carpet in the Marriott. And someone slipped, and they want to sue the Marriott now. Can you believe lying on
it all depends. It all depends. Was it silicone lube? Was it regular lube? Was it water based? You don't just slip on anything.
I think it was just duty.
It was just duty.
Yes, there were pieces of corn, and there was some lettuce in there too.
That sounds really, really.
Is that how you like it?
That's not really how I like it. I'm more of a purist.
The how you like it. The how you like it.
You keep going up in voice.
The how you like. You like that when I change my voice? Does that turn you on?
You guys gotta stay
in character. I'm not believing the character anymore. You gotta give me better. You gotta give me better.
Is that how you like it?
You gotta give me better.
I'm gonna change character.
Is that how you like it?
Go ahead.
Addicted to the D.
To the D.
Why your pussy smell?
My pussy.
Have you ever had a crucifix put inside
for
a
geek? 5 days and never gets wiped.
I want to speak to the manager.
Oh, God. Where is he? Where is
Pickle.
He?
Pickle. Pickle.
No idea where
Pickle.
He is.
Nigger.
I was right at that establishment. And I want to know if I wanted y'all are going to do about it.
Maybe I should check the lost and found. I did listen to that show too, actually. It was very cute.
Where's my purse?
I got to get back to work, guys. This is really great. I'm so thrilled that you called and I answered the phone. But take care.
Move.
Well, the moral of the story is...
Man, you're famous at Steamwork.
That's the same one that we called. Remember, we called last time and he said that it was him, remember?
And he had played the video and he was excited.
He's always working on Sunday and Saturday nights.
I think he's a whore.
I love how he knew who Mark and Fausto were.
Of course.
Well, I mean, come on.
It's not nice.
Man, you know what I'm saying?
I have back pain and I would like to end soon. So what's the story, Morning Glory?
We have to make a few more phone calls.
The lovely lady who was raped by Mark and Fausto.
And they
killed the whole family.
Wait. All right. No
and
one
that's
else
how they became Pod Show.
I got to put on my cheaters.
We need to call 1-800-GET-TRASH.
You don't do that in my room, because I'll ask you what's wrong with your neck.
All right, we'll call the dump, and then that's it.
That's it. We'll do a 24-hour show.
Rape-a-thon.
A rape-a-thon.
It's not 1-800-DUMP-TRASH. It's 1-800-GET-JUNK.
Get junk. It's all the same.
No, it's not the same. Phone numbers are different, Deborah. They don't all do the same thing.
But they always move when I look at them.
You're retarded.
I have to catch my numbers.
You don't make any damn sense. See, they're not as fun when they play along. It was better when he didn't know.
I know. I agree.
Because they try to be funny, and that never works. Are you jacking off?
That's what.
It's a great day at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Brian's
Spittlemore, founder of the company. Thanks for calling.
It was a great day.
If you're calling to have your junk hauled away from your home, press 1.
If you're calling about junk removed from your business or workplace, press 2. If you already have an appointment, this call may be recorded for quality assurance.
No, it's not your car, okay? It's your house.
No, it's Debbie's turn.
Thank you for calling 1-800-GOT-JUNK. This is Brittany. How can I help you?
Hey, Brittany. I'm trying to find out if I can get some stuff towing. Hello? I got some junk I need to get removed. Hello? Do you know, Missy, about how I like it? Put her on.
Is that how you like it?
Huh? You put her on now.
Is that how you like it?
You put her on now. Is that how you like it over there?
Yeah.
Is that how you like it?
With all them poisonous spiders and snakes.
Yeah.
Is that how you like it?
And your
pickle.
Your government-run internet.
Pickle.
Is that how you like it? Is that how you like it?
She
now let me speak to the original.
Is that how you like it?
Because I squirted my jizz up in her.
Can you help me throw away? Do y'all help, like, retrieve junk?
Addicted to the D.
You guys got to pray together. You're going to pray.
You think you can look in the garbage for Adam Curry's career?
I'm not lesbian.
Please don't judge me.
You guys got to pray together. You're going to pray.
If you do not desist in our prank calls, we will be reporting you to the police. Thank you very much.
Your police is garbage. This is United States.
This is where various animals such as coons and niggers tend to be found.
I got Sylvia Brown.
Oh, whoa. Man.
We contacted the police.
We contacted Interpol, matey.
Call back.
Come on. Take it out with Poot, bitch.
But Deborah didn't even say anything wrong, and she's already like, is Brittany...
Because, man, you keep calling, and the same number shows up.
Listen.
And I called
on the vacay and sent it to Reagan.
Listen.
Mm-hmm.
The thing of it is...
I got the girl's name.
Brittany.
The original. No, the original. Her name's like Laura or something.
You got it from the record?
I sent it to Ray.
Whatever. Oops, shit. Hello? Shit, I called on the wrong hotline. Hold on.
Hotline?
1-800-GOT-JISM. Junk or jizz? Like, they're all high and mighty because they're on Hoarders. Please.
You're going to have them call the police.
I love how...
Next time they threaten to call the cops, just say, is that how you like it?
Great day at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. I'm Brian Scudamore, founder of the company.
Thanks for Brian Scudamore.
If you're calling to have your junk hauled away from your home, press 1. If you're calling about junk removed...
Hello? Oops.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Yours too.
Uterus? What?
Hey, thanks for calling 1-800-GOT-JUNK. This is Chris. How can I help you?
Hello, Chris. This is Juvenile Deadfire.
How you doing?
I have a lot of junk, and I don't like it.
Beg your pardon?
I don't like the junk.
You don't like the junk?
No. Juvenile Deadfire.
Well, would you like us to get rid of that junk?
Please.
Okay, and when would you like us to get rid of it?
Oh, then I have to ask my sister.
Your what?
My sister.
Come on, guys. If you're going to do a prank call, make it good.
Call back.
No, No. Listen.
I thought that was good. I really that liked was, that. How I
that
liked
was off.
That was really good, and at least
it was Junior Doubtfire.
Lord have mercy.
I like this sense of humor, don't you?
I like how we went from threatening to call the police to, come on, guys, if you're going to do that.
That wasn't the same guy, though.
Come on.
That wasn't the same guy, was it?
Can you give them some credit? Good sense of humor. Come on.
Cheryl, call back us.
No.
We're calling back, and you're going to be the black boyfriend. If you've got like 15 pounds of GS. Come on.
No.
This is the Queen of England.
That was terrible.
I'm crying.
What? Listen, what? I tried, okay?
That was funny as shit. I don't know what you guys are talking about. I was hysterical from that.
It was awful.
That was hilarious.
We can't see your face, man.
It was very...
I not sound like Mrs. Doubtfire.
It was very Monty Python. It was actually quite brilliant, you stupid cubs. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Cheryl,
my eyes are frying from tears, honestly. I mean, like, my eyes hurt.
Black boyfriend, come on.
Yeah, Cheryl, and you didn't come up when summoned. She said my sissy, and you didn't take the cue, you stupid, filthy whore. That would have made the call much better. Then he wouldn't have guessed that it was fake.
Okay? Cheryl, please do the black boyfriend, Jamonte Jackson.
No.
Why?
Because she's eating.
Okay, we'll call him back. Debbie's going to talk to him. No. Call him. I'm going to tell him my car.
Junior Doubtfire.
I'm going to have him deported.
Junior Doubtfire was the best.
No, call him back. I got something good. I'm going to tell him. Y'all are going to like it. I promise.
We going to like it?
Y'all are going to like it.
How? All right, hold on.
I promise.
Junior Doubtfire. Okay, shh. Shh. Stop it.
It's a great day at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. I'm Brian Scudamore, founder of the company.
Scudamore.
Thanks for calling. If you're calling to have your junk hauled away from your home, press 1. If you're calling about junk removed from your business or work, press 2. If you already have an appointment or you're calling about something else, press 3 now.
3.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Thanks for calling 1-800-GO-JUNK. This is Sam. How can I help you today?
Sam, I'm calling to report something, an issue. Can I speak to the manager?
What's it regarding?
Well, I feel like I've been treated really rude by an Australian person.
Okay, do you know their name?
I'm not sure. She says that's how I like it a lot.
Okay, do you have an appointment booked with us? Or?
Not yet.
Okay. What's your complaint?
I didn't like the way she was rude to me and stuff, and I didn't think it was very Christian.
Okay, no worries. So what did she say in particular?
She told me to... I don't know if I can say it.
Just if you want to, you know.
She told me she hoped I'd get rubbed off by a black man.
Really? Oh, I'm really sorry that happened to you.
And then she threatened me... And then I told her, I said, listen, honey, I'll turn on my American-made gasoline car and I'll make the global warming gas go everywhere. And you know what that's going to happen, Sam, when that happens?
No, but
the ocean, listen, the ocean's going to rise, Sam. And then you ain't going to be a country no more. And Meryl Streep's baby did not get killed by no dingo.
No, that's a conspiracy. Global warming's not real.
Yes, it is. Watch and see, buddy. You'll be underwater, and I'll make it happen.
All right. Australia's fine. We're not going to be underwater.
Okay.
And that rip.
I know about
it. Man in that truck.
What are you doing right now? Because you sound very attractive.
Well, you know, not much. What are you doing?
I'm still... Well, I'm just sitting here. I was touching myself for a little bit. But I'm serious. Your voice sounds... Well, a nice chiffon girl. You like that?
Yeah, that's chiffon. What
you like that? Can you say that how you like it?
I like it a lot.
Like
Where
it?
Where are you? You want to meet up after I finish work?
I wish. I'm in South Carolina.
Whereabouts? So am I. Columbia?
Oh. If I came over there, would you give me a tour? You know those detox drag queens that were on RuPaul's Drag Race? They're always going to Australia.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Come.
I'd love to do a little walkabout, maybe go out to the forest and see their Aborigines.
Yeah, you know what really I mean? Nice. They're really friendly if you talk to them. So do you have any junk? Because I'd love to help you.
Yeah.
What's your zip code and I'll get the guys out there and we'll take all your junk.
Can you just come, maybe?
Yeah, I'll come if you want.
Oh, I'd let you anywhere you wanted to, I promise.
Mate, no worries, so I'll be out there tomorrow.
And I always like eat all of my junk, you know what I mean?
Okay, no worries. So it'll be about $600, is that alright?
Yes.
Alright, see you out there tomorrow.
Listen. Wait a minute now. Are you listening?
I'm listening.
Okay. Now, if I wanted to, like, I want you to meet my friend for reals. Mm. We're going to play a game. Now, this friend of mine is, he's very attractive. He's got a new D. And he's got abs. Is it down you like so far? You want me to keep going?
Nah, it's all good. I had a picture.
Okay.
Does he have junk?
Oh, he's got a lot of junk.
Can I take it for him?
You can give it. I don't know.
I don't want to give my junk.
Okay. Well, you can take his junk.
I don't know about that. I have to assess it. But see how much.
My sister knows more about it than me, though.
Her number. What's your number?
867-5309.
All right. I'll give you a call.
Oh my god, he sounds so hot.
That wasn't so hot. I think he's into the duty.
I don't care what he's into.
He did sound hot.
Yeah.
He's probably fat. Don't get all excited. He's probably
I don't care. It can be a telephone.
He's not an Aussie bum underwear model just because he's from Australia.
So do they, just out of curiosity, I don't think they record.
I don't think they recorded that one.
I don't think
they
care.
Are they based out of Australia?
Her pug was channeling from the other side.
I'm going to pull my breasts aside. I'm not ashamed of my stomach. Now look at there. You don't have that right there. And see, that's dangerous.
Eat my pussy, Mrs. Garrett.
Garrett. Eat my pussy, Mrs. Garrett.
Is that heavy? Is that heavy?
You change your location. Is that heavy? Australian on grind.
Is that heavy? That's when we have to go to the doctor and get pills. Is that heavy? If you can't see anything, you're not going to be able to find your car when you leave here. You know, that is such a crock.
You know what's funny is he went all the way. But that other girl, you know, that how you like it.
At home, we were pretty much allowed to go.
How much shit are you buying, Ray?
In the direction that we wanted to go. Unless we were headed the wrong way. this was during the Depression, and children basically did not have many store-bought toys. She had a vivid imagination, and early on, she would compose stories.
I think she's lying.
And Daddy gave her an old beat-up typewriter.
It took me years of skepticism.
That way. And the rest of her life, she never knew anything except the haunted pictures. But she could go.
What?
Are we almost done?
Yes, we've been done for an hour. Shut up, Reagan.
No.
Listen, you can always bring your show back if you want to do a grum so fucking badly.
Also tell a story.
Well, here was this little boy next door. Here was this little girl next. And they played together a lot. Mother, Dad,
Jesus
and
Christ, give me a gun, I'll put her out.
When Nell Harper's reaction to sorrow and grief.
Why somebody stop Reagan? It sounds like that pot girl.
And boy, why make one more she call. Painted.
The mud girl?
No, the pot girl, you know.
Okay, you like it.
What? Oh, that
marijuana girl.
Oh, I can get her.
That how you like it?
But Deborah, Reagan doesn't like that. Is that how you like it?
Yeah. That how you like it?
Now listen, since Reagan's on this call and you're on this call, when y'all do eat this hot show, make sure y'all talk about the new X-Men movie and all the Christian.
Hello, the show is over. Did you not hear last week what our conversation? We're done.
No.
Yeah, it's done.
Oh my God, Michael Moore looks huge.
Well, if y'all ever talk, make sure y'all talk about X-Men and all the Christians going to see the movie and how it's funny to that day.
Ma'am, can you hang up the phone, please?
Oh, girls!
I know, I've seen it. He's fast.
The Cheryl pushed in her prolapse
to see how much she could get back in. And knew all that she could fit. And knew all that she could fit. Was half of her goddamn layups, but the other half of her layups.
Yeah, but the thing is, give me a number that works, I will call it. But I am not having an unvetted calling party.
If they call, the number will come.
Madge, we're not calling it a chat.
Then we'll call Steamworks West Virginia.
How much should I Steamworks
call it a lot of stuff. This is I go shopping for 2 weeks. You need to call a chat line. Definitely.
I think we should call the Taco and Burrito House.
Bible Store, Beyond Christian Store, Cambrian Park, San Jose, California.
Hello, how are you? This is the Taco and Burrito House. They don't speak very well English. Just talk to them. Tell you, you lost your tail, your dildo, whatever. It doesn't matter. They won't understand. Just do it. Christ on a wheel. What is all this squishing? Who's squishing now?
Reagan,
why do you... I mean, you've been on the fucking register all day now. The fuck are you buying?
What if Reagan's like at Whole Foods, apparently?
That's where he picks up Deke.
Cheryl.
This is her burrito house.
Hotline.
Oh, damn it.
Lost my purse. Mm-hmm. Fucking thing sucks. Hi, I was in there earlier today, and I was wearing a tail, which is like a dildo. I left it in my purse, and I left my purse. Do you have it?
No.
Are you sure? It had duty all over it from your food.
What do you need?
Well, I need a taco and a burrito, but I left my purse there, so when I come get it, can I get my duty, a dildo?
No, sorry.
You don't have duty dildos?
No.
Do you have burritos?
Yeah, I have burritos. Okay. Tacos, nachos.
Tacos and nachos, but no dildos with a toupee
no.
on it.
No,
you
no.
sure?
Can I speak to the manager?
The money is not here, sorry.
Taco Let me speak fiesta. To somebody else. More English, show.
Hello? Still hear you. Honey? Honey?
Throw down the pan.
Honey? 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 Hola. Hello? Hello? Hola? Hola?
Hello? No, 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 no.
Hola.
I want to call that chat line where all the people are from California, and it says, hold on, we'll see if this is going to be a connection.
No, we're going to call the Windy City Gyros first. They're Greek. They might speak a little better English. Also the purse.
Oh, yeah, the purse is the most important thing because the colostomy bag is in there. And I'm dripping all over. I'm standing on the phone talking, dripping all over myself.
Vitamix.
You left your Vitamix.
Rigoros? Hello?
I left my purse. There.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
I left my purse yeah. there. It has a colostomy.
Hello?
Dildo.
Hello?
Hi, Dildo.
Who's this?
I left my dildo there.
What?
I left my purse and it has a dildo in it.
I don't know what he's talking about. What do you say?
Purse.
Hello. Hello?
Hello. Can you
yes.
hear me? Okay, thank you. I
yeah.
left. I was in there earlier and I have misplaced my purse in the bathroom.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't check the bathroom. I don't know.
You don't check the... Listen here. Nancy Reagan gave me that purse. And
what
Jackie
you come?
O'Hara. Listen.
What? Eh?
Listen to me, you dirty Greek. You listen. I want my purse.
Where do you live?
What? You... Use some Windex and clean your ears.
Reagan.
The hell?
Stop with the fucking cards.
Okay, I'm done. I'm
you're
done
with
it.
You're making too
I'm
much noise. That's why I had to hang up, because you're making all this goddamn noise, and she's trying to speak to the Greek man.
Why can't she be calling from her cell phone?
Because he can't hear you with the goddamn shopping cart.
Well, you have to...
No, it's not me.
Chat line.
Man, it's time to go.
I can't believe
no,
you called him
no.
a dirty
Get
Greek.
It off.
No. You called
Memorial
him.
Memorial Day weekend. You got it off tomorrow. Grow up.
Okay, I gotta go.
No,
I gotta
no,
go.
No.
At least another right? hour.
No.
We'll get more money.
We'll do one no abort and that's it. And if they don't
yes.
answer, they don't answer.
Okay, let me do this one.
Oh, yeah.
Because sure. we know what's going to happen if Cheryl does.
What's going to happen is they're not going to answer. And
they're going to answer.
Are you going to pray? You want to pray?
My black boyfriend's going to get on.
Oh. Okay.
Hotline.
Hi, you've reached the right place, the option line. Currently, all our consultants are busy with other callers, but they're
the
working
white.
Hard to get the call. Calls are answered in the order they are
okay,
received. Please stay on the line.
No.
Why?
I can find out more about the option line.
Okay, good night,
it.
Everyone. It's
no.
over. Yes.
We're just getting warmed up.
Make me home.
Good night.
Hi, you've reached the right place, the option line.
The
Currently,
white
all
place.
All our consultants are busy with other
That's
callers.
Racist.
They are working hard to get to your call.
There, I had to hang up on all of them. Working my last nerve. Mm-hmm.
I put a nickel in the telephone. Dial my baby's number. Got a busy line. Each time I tried, I got a busy line. message with the baker, even checked the number in the telephone book. Got so awfully, awfully worried, to my baby's house I hurried. When I looked inside, the phone was off the hook. And as I walked up to my baby then, I got my baby's number. He was busy in the parlor doing fine, busy kissing someone else, while I was keeping busy, getting a busy life, busy life, busy life.
That's what I was talking to you a little bit earlier about with the Bela Lugosi house.